baby. Hey!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drain Itchy.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is a 4-1 16. What?
This isn't.
Yes, it is.
I can't hear anything.
It's Cheap Trick Day. Cheap Trick Day. Cheap Trick Day in Illinois. So that's why you need to come within 6 minutes of starting the show so we can do production before.
You told me it was off.
I told you what?
You told me it was turned down.
All right, you got to learn never to talk unless I tell you to talk.
Okay.
All right, now talk.
Talk. Cheap Trick Day, April Fools, April 1st. Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
You're such a buffoon. Do you see what the Golden State Warriors did?
No, I didn't.
You
what
didn't
did
see
they
that,
do?
Frank?
No.
They, one of the players, and you know, all these guys have names I can't pronounce. When I try to pronounce, I'm not close. So if I'm telling you up front I can't pronounce them,
gotcha.
You know that I'm not even going to attempt it. So one of the guys with a name that I can't pronounce punked another player whose name I can't pronounce and said that he got cut.
Oh, so it's like the beginning of Major League.
And all of the Warriors texted him and said, hey, I'm sorry to hear the news.
Everybody was on it.
And even Curry said, it was nice working with you. Now, like he said, that's not really what you say. It's nice working with you. You know,
it's a job. It's
so
a business.
I don't know if he thought that
that's
maybe
funny.
Something was up. But, yeah, so he got punked.
That's hilarious.
Now, into one of the things that I want to talk about, and we'll get into Cheap Trick and Robin Zander and all that and what's going on with that here in a few minutes. Give me your opinion, and I was going to say, God, I hope it's different than mine, but there is no way humanly possible it can be different from mine on the L.A. Laker locker room ordeal.
What would be the ordeal?
So you don't even know about that?
No.
Okay, we'll move on. What do you know about? The Rowdies?
I know. Well, I know that the home opener for the Rowdies is tomorrow night.
You do know that?
Yes.
Okay.
I know that John Jones continues to get himself in trouble.
Is he out of jail yet?
He is out of jail.
Okay. All right.
They had the plea deal. He has 60 more community service hours, anger management, and driving class, something like that.
And I don't know why he needs anger management class.
Obviously, it's not something that's going to work for him.
Well, it's not even that, and I hate that I'm going to semi-defend John Jones on this, and if anybody's not aware, or for those of you who are not aware, John Jones was pulled over a couple days ago.
Tuesday?
Received Tuesday, five tickets.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
For speed, not even speeding, for drag racing, for revving his engine, for having part of the license plate cover the sticker that says the month and year that your registration is good. Two other totally...
I think reckless driving was one of them. I think he was switching lanes or was something about switching lanes.
He changed lanes two or three times. Now, here's where
and then another one.
I believe here's where I believe he didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
When I'm pretty sure, and we should call our undercover agent here in the Pinellas Park area. If you
officer friendly,
and even though it's not illegal to say you're effing lying,
right?
If you say to a police officer you're effing lying 25, 30 times, I don't know. I just think something bad's going to happen.
Well, again, at the very beginning of the altercation, he made sure that everything was being recorded. So he knew that everything that he was saying was going to be presented as evidence against him. So
who? Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about John Jones. He made sure, he specifically said, is that thing recording?
Right.
And so he knew that everything that he was about
to say. I'm okay with him saying it. And I'm the biggest police backer and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, and I wasn't there, so I shouldn't say this. I believe, and I wasn't there, and I'm not even a big John Jones guy. But it just seems so bad, like it didn't really happen that way, that I believe I would have said the same thing to the policeman. When John Jones is being a smartass and says to the cop, how do you sleep at night? And his response is, on my left side,
sometimes on my back.
Which was funny, but you're now playing into that. I have a problem with him doing that.
And, oh, I don't at all.
Oh, I do. You can't act. You can't do that. You have
as to, an officer.
As an officer.
Oh, I support that 100%.
I don't, because now you're both being smartasses, and now
you're playing the hand you're dealt.
Now, since the police officer has now been a smartass back,
mm-hmm.
he can't do anything to John Jones for being a smartass, for saying you're an effing liar, for any of that. He can't. How can he?
But the whole point of having the recording is to make sure it's for everybody's protection and
right.
everybody.
Well, no, it's
the
not.
Top cover.
No, it's not.
It's to make sure that the police officers don't do anything out of their
not.
Protocols.
No,
and
it's
then
not.
It's supposed to make sure
no, it's not.
That the
no, it's not. It's not.
Whoever the offender is.
It is not set up.
Alleged.
It is not set up to protect
everybody.
It's there to protect. This is just my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's there to protect the police, which I'm okay with. Mm-hmm. I'm a police guy. I'm just saying I think he overstepped some of his boundaries. And like when John Jones said, if I was drag racing, where's the other car?
Mm-hmm.
And the cop said, the police officer said, well, he slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
So if he slowed down, wasn't he still drag racing? Wasn't if John Jones is drag racing, doesn't that mean that both cars are drag racing?
If they both fly off the line, then they're both drag racing.
Okay.
But if the other one goes ahead and slows down and stops or turns or whatever, then...
Well, no. If the other car slows down, that mm-hmm. means the other car started to drive fast and then slowed down.
Yeah. But if you still rev your engine and engage in dragging, punching it off the line, that would be...
Did the other car? Did the other car come off the line? And again, neither one of us were there.
Exactly. We don't have any sort of proof that it did.
If the other car didn't come off the line, then there was no reason for the cops to say the other car slowed down.
Correct.
There would be no way to say you're drag racing. You might be able to get them for, you know,
reckless driving.
Maybe, you know, or the stupid revving his engine. But you mm-hmm. can't say he's drag racing if he's not racing a car. He's not drag racing. I just think that they're now looking for John Jones, and that's the problem when you do make a mistake, when you do open your mouth. Believe me, I got people looking after me all over the place.
He's on probation. He needs to be making sure that he's dotting all his I's and crossing his T's.
That's why I find it hard to believe. John Jones is not the brightest, you know, sharpest tool in the shed. He's not the brightest light in the galaxy because of all the stupid things that he's already done.
Sure.
I find it hard
to believe.
Yeah, in cars. I find it hard to believe, and I could be wrong. I mean, I could be wrong. I could be the second biggest buffoon I know with this statement. He has the biggest fight of his life in 3 weeks.
Yes.
He's going to regain his title in 3 weeks.
Possibly.
He's going to regain his spot as the number one fighter in the world, even though in a lot of people's eyes he still is.
Possibly.
I yeah. don't see him doing something that stupid 3 weeks out. I don't. I just don't. His comment, you can't believe, and again, neither one of us were there,
mm-hmm.
people supposedly were like yelling at him, hey, it's John Jones. And he revs his engine just to say, hey. Doesn't mean he's drag racing.
I didn't hear that part.
That's what he said. And again, I can't believe, may lightning strike me down, that I'm defending John Jones.
Right.
I don't even feel comfortable defending John Jones. I made this comment at that last big press conference. If you would have told me 2 years ago that not only would I be defending John Jones, not only would I be looking forward to John Jones getting back in the cage, not only would I be wanting John Jones to regain a title that was stripped from him, not lost. Mm-hmm. Daniel Cormier has made that very easy for me to feel this way.
I don't see that. I don't see why you feel that way. Explain that to me. Why do you feel that Daniel Cormier has built himself up as a heel in this situation to the point where you want to see him lose? That might be
myself
in general
and
sense,
the thousands of fans that agree with me. Cormier has come across as a pompous ass. He has instigated some of this that's going back and forth. Not that John Jones hasn't.
I was going to say.
Not that John Jones hasn't.
Yeah.
But do you have a problem at that big press conference when John Jones walked in carrying his belt?
Yes.
I don't.
I absolutely do.
Why?
Because it's not his. It was taken from him.
No, no. It is. Stripped. No, no. It is his belt.
No, it's not.
He walked in with his belt.
It's the UFC's belt.
No, it's not.
He had the titles taken
the
from
belt
him.
That,
he is fighting. No,
the
I
belt
understand.
That John Jones
is
brought in.
It's the one he won, and he belongs
that's his
to
belt.
Okay, all right. But he shouldn't have brought it to the press conference.
It's his belt.
He's not the title holder.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter.
It's a title fight. He's fighting for the title. He's
he
fighting
can carry
for the belt
that
now.
Belt anywhere he wants to go.
Except
he could
there.
No. Obviously not, or they would have told him he can't do it.
He shouldn't have been able to.
Obviously, Dana White was okay with it, or he would have stopped it. I'm even going to say, and it's not a John Jones thing, but if Aldo walks in with his belt, I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
That was his belt.
And I'm an Aldo guy. And he 100% does not deserve to bring his belt there. He may own it. He may have possession of it at all times.
Once you're a champion,
he doesn't have the time.
Aren't you always considered a champion? You're not the champion at that time.
Former champion.
Well, you don't say former Marine.
A, that's different. B,
different?
A lot of people do.
Well, and we've been corrected
and
for
they've
that.
Been wrong, sure, because they say
I have
Marine,
no
Marine,
problem whatsoever with John Jones walking into that press conference, even if he would have been defeated for the belt, which he hadn't. He got stripped of it.
Right.
Even if he had lost it, I have no problem with him walking in with it.
If you look at the UFC.com/rankings page, if you are not listed as the champion, then you should not be bringing your belt to a press conference like that.
Well, again, it's his belt. So, yeah, I think he could. But again, we could argue this for the next 16 weeks.
Sure, yeah.
We could stop arguing it on the 24th when he regains that title.
Then he would be, and in my opinion.
No, then I don't want him to carry the belt.
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on.
And I'm going to ask him to do me a favor. I'm going to ask him, after he regains the title that was stripped from him. And again, he's not the champion.
No, he's not.
He's not correct. The champion. You know, but facts are facts. He got stripped of it. And for Cormier just to be the pompous, you know, I don't understand why people don't like me. They don't like you because of the way that you've handled yourself since you've won the title.
It's the same thing as Conor McGregor. It's the same thing as Tito Ortiz. It's the same thing as Chael Sonnen. It's
well,
the
Chael's
same.
Never had the belt.
It doesn't matter. It's the fact that people don't like him because of the way that he talks and hypes.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yeah,
and I'm at those events all the time, and Daniel Cormier has had tons of fans up until he won the title. And then once he won the title, and he's always had that little bit of a demeanor that he's the greatest or whatever. And I'm cool with you being the greatest. Muhammad Ali was the greatest.
You have to have that confidence in yourself, especially at that level.
We have so much to talk about. Let's get off John Jones. We'll get into the Laker thing after the break because I want you to research it out. So at least you really don't even have to, because even in the attitudes that we both have this morning, there is absolutely no way that you can defend what happened in the L.A. Laker locker room. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the women's soccer team.
Yeah.
And where we both stand with that. Huge weekend, and I don't understand why WrestleMania is any bigger than any other WWE event, but WrestleMania is this weekend. We're going to talk about that. Robin Zander situation, and he will be on next week. We'll talk about that. Tickets to see Robin Zander, we'll talk about that. It's Festivals of Speed Week this weekend as they are setting up down at the Lanois. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. This is Talk.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first-class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Emily Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the powerful founder, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
So I've done some pretty stupid things in my life.
I'm sure we all have.
And I've done a ton of things, and I've talked to some close friends and family about this, that as soon as I do it, I know that it was a bad idea. When I'm doing it, I don't necessarily think it's a bad idea. But as soon as I've done it, when I lose my temper, or I lose my mind, or I lose whatever, I don't know how D'Angelo Russell of the Los Angeles Lakers could have ever thought what he did was okay. So he sits down to have a locker room chat with fellow teammate, was it Nick Young?
Nick Young, yeah.
And what's it? I guess he's got a funky-dunky name.
He does?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, that I don't
know. He's got some kind of jazzy G, LMNOP, get on down, get funky with it. Something like that. All right. So it's some kind of funky name.
Gotcha.
And I guess he's engaged to
Iggy Azalea, who's
an Australian
rapper. Yes.
What? How could you ever fathom that it would be okay to videotape? Even if you're going to videotape a conversation, a private conversation in a locker room.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been in locker rooms. We've all been in military facilities. We've all been in where it's a close-knit team thing. Family thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying family team, mm-hmm. you know, because a lot of times the team is family.
Mm-hmm.
I consider the guys over at my gym family.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about things that happen in the gym during our training time stays in the gym. You know, if you do something, if you get pissed off, if you punch a guy, you get a little too overly aggressive. You know, it's kind of like that thing on Facebook that I've put up. And I joke a lot of times about, you know, the military, that it's the Army. Well, it's the Navy, Army, and Marines. And then Coast Guard, Air Force, Merchant Marines, Boy Scouts, all that other stuff gets clumped together. And I joke about that. But then I put that thing on Facebook, you know, where it has all the logos. And it's like, we can make fun of each other, but you can't.
Right, yeah.
You know,
it's just like brothers and sisters, yeah.
Exactly, and that's what happens in a locker room. That's what happens in the gym. That's what happens, whatever. So D'Angelo Russell is talking to, and if you want to Google what his rapper name is, DJ Dazzy D-D-D-D-D, Slim Daddy, Do Daddy, Snoop Lion Dog Dog. And videotapes him talking about the women that he's been with lately.
Swaggy P.
See, I told you he had a
Nick.
A,
his Twitter account, Nick Swaggy P. Young.
So he videotapes him talking about the other women that he's been with, and I'm going to assume, and you know what assume means, that they're talking recently, as he just got engaged to
Iggy
Pop star. Okay, where are you thinking? Now he's 19 years old.
I don't think there was any thinking.
I don't get it. I don't get it. What is the reasoning to videotaping that?
Honestly, exactly.
One step further. You're videotaping. Let's just say we're doing something. I'm not even going to say we're going someplace stupid. And to be honest, and everybody knows this, that's why when I go do something stupid, I go alone. Because I don't want anybody to know some of the stupid stuff I'm doing. But if I'm going to go do something, or I'm going to talk to somebody, and it's happened on my phone, what's the first thing a normal human being does? Deletes it.
If you feel that it's something that's
How did he stupid, not delete that?
Know. I'm still trying to figure out, A, why he recorded it in the first place. B, my next question is, how did it get out?
Obviously, he released it.
If it's on his phone, why?
Obviously, he released it.
Intentionally, or accidentally.
I guess he thought it was a good idea.
Which is, I'm flabbergasted by that. I don't understand why somebody would feel that any good could come with that.
I saw one of my favorite NBA players, as well as professional athletes of all time, Reggie Miller, the second best Miller basketball player in the Miller household, behind Cheryl. How would you like to do White Men Can't Jump with Cheryl? You show up, there's guys on the court. Reggie walks up and says, you know, I'm so good, I'll play with my sister. And it'll be my sister and me against the two of you for $1,000.
And really, it's her against the other two, whooping up.
I don't know. Reggie was still pretty good. But yeah, Cheryl could handle her own against, you know, most men. So Reggie made the comment earlier on the Dan Patrick Show. They asked him, how would you handle it? And he said, well, as a 50-year-old man, you know, you have to forgive, you have to move on, you have to whatever. As a 30-year-old in that locker room, we're still fighting.
Yeah.
How do you ever?
How do you come back from that?
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
But that's the thing, Nick. What is it, Nick or D'Angelo?
Well, D'Angelo's the
D'Angelo.
One who filmed it.
D'Angelo is the number two pick.
Yep.
So
the Lakers have to.
They have to get rid of
him. They have to.
Now, if you talk to Kobe, I saw something on here saying
that they have to get rid of him, too.
Well.
Don't wait the 6 more games.
He's going to take care of that on his own. But I saw something that said Kobe was addressing it after game, and all he was doing was basically sitting there and trying to give advice. But everybody was going to get by it, and everything was going to be okay. And
I don't think
this is somebody who's been around the league for quite some time, who has seen stuff, I'm sure, like this and worse at times.
He's been involved in worse.
Absolutely. Yeah. So all this coming out, things get handled a certain way. He feels that they can get by it.
How do you think this would be handled if it was the Boston Celtics and not the LA Lakers? You don't know? I don't know. Let's see if Larry knows. The Boston Celtic fan himself. Larry, how are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
All right. How are you?
The Celtics would not draft a guy like that, I guess. I guess that changed the attitude once you play with the Celtics. And we don't like the Lakers anyway. So I guess there's something in that locker room years ago. I think Kobe had the same issue with Shaq. So since we don't like the Lakers anyway, I guess they got a problem in the locker room already.
Well, there's a big difference between not liking somebody you're playing with, or, you know, going head to head and arguing or whatever, and then doing such a betrayal of what just happened. You can't, when you go into that locker room, and we've been in the locker rooms, and that's their home away from home. You know, this is where they walk around naked. They do whatever they want. This is their home. And if they can't feel comfortable in their home, I know this, or at least I think I know this. If this would have happened with Robert Parrish or Kevin McHale or Danny Ainge, you'd be finding a body somewhere.
Right. I think being young, 19, I guess he wasn't thinking. I don't know his motives. We can't read his mind. I don't know if his motives was trying to destroy the other guy, or he thought he was doing something that was fun, didn't know what was going to cause a problem, but it did cause a problem. You don't put stuff out like that. Maybe young people maybe not think clearly sometimes, and maybe do things they should not have been doing. That's wrong thinking there. Being young, sometimes you make mistakes that you should not be doing.
No, I agree. I agree.
Randy, looking at the women, I know we haven't talked about the NCAA, the Final Four this weekend. I don't know if you're big in that or not, but I know with North Carolina, I think it'll be a good – with two games tomorrow then, I'm thinking North Carolina definitely should win. Do you think a team like Syracuse, I think it was under 500 in their conference that made it. Some people thought they shouldn't have made it to the dance, but they made it anyway, but now they're in the Final Four. And they earned it, I guess, because Final Four. But I guess if your season is not great enough, like a team like George Washington that won the NIT, they lost their conference. They were not in the dance because they lost their conference. But looking at Syracuse, who didn't have a good conference record, but he ended up in the dance anyway. You think they should do something about that? They're thinking about it. What's your opinion on that?
No, I mean, I definitely care. I don't know what they can do, you know, other than they're going to have to make a decision on what they're going to rank more important, whether it's the long season or it's winning a tournament. And
no,
personally,
you win a tournament, you're supposed to be in there. But I'm saying Syracuse didn't win the tournament. They won. They were under 500 in the regular season and still made it. You win the conference, you're supposed to be there. I don't have a problem with that.
No, I understand. But I'm saying if you're already going to put in everybody that wins their conference, and then you're going to put in everybody that wins these tournaments, it's going to cut down, it does cut down on then all the at-large bids that they're going to give.
Right.
And you know, and I know, it comes down to, more times than not, who the coach is, what the school is, the reputation of the school, who sells the tickets at, you know, the first round games. They may not have expected Syracuse to move on, but don't tell me that they're not thinking that Syracuse is going to be able to sell more tickets than a George Mason, than a USF, than a whatever. And when you have people sitting in and making these decisions, they all have those ulterior motives.
Yeah, you don't know. But jumping to still with the NCAA, with the women basketball with Connecticut, it seems like it's not fair. We already know they're going to win it all. And I know years ago Tennessee was that way, I think, in basketball, but not like Connecticut. Connecticut almost, you know, almost guaranteed that they're going to win the Final Four championship for the women.
Larry, let me ask you a question, and I'm only jumping in and interrupting because I'm old and I'm going to forget the question if I don't ask it right away. yes, they have arguably the best players in the country, correct?
Right.
Okay. My question to you is this. Do they only have the best players, women players in the country? Do they only have the best coach in the country? Do they have both? And the reason I'm asking you that, where you just said is that, you know, is what's going on fair. Do you think if this same team goes and plays for any other school, that they dominate like they've been doing?
Which means the same team without
this
the coach?
Yeah, if you take UConn and you take every single player that's on this UConn team 4 years ago, I'm not saying right now where they've played together and, you know, they've been playing under Geno and all that stuff. I'm saying you got to give some credit to Geno as well. And
right,
so
you have to.
When it's also the coach, you know what I'm saying? It's not like taking the five best players in the NBA today and bringing them down to play Gibbs High School, where either you or I could coach, and of course they're going to win. Geno has a lot to do with it, and it's unfair to say it's unfair when it's a coach that goes out there. He's recruiting the same athletes that every other school has the opportunity to take, and I believe he is the best coach right now. And it's everything. It's not just the best players. It's not just the best coach. It's everything.
Right. The same thing with Phil Jackson. I agree with you, Rand. I understand what you're saying. Because Phil Jackson, when he went to Chicago, they won. He went to the Lakers. And they thought that if he went to the Knicks, if he was a coach, I know that the Knicks were a better team.
Right.
I'm not saying they won the championship. I know that they're a better team. I know he's the president, but he's not the coach. If he was a coach, they would be a better team. We have to agree with that.
Now, do you believe, as a lot of people do, and I don't know what Weggs' thoughts is, and he can chime in here in a second. Do you think UConn dominating like this is good for the women's game or bad for the women's game? And I'm going to give you my response after you guys.
Well, it's good. I say it's good in one way and bad in another way. It's good in the way that people are they know they're going to be watching and listening, see if they're going to get there. They'll watch that last game or when they get there. But bad that people don't want to watch everybody else play. Connecticut is playing, they want to watch it. But they're not playing, they don't care. So it's good in that way there by them being there. But when the other two games, like Sunday when the games are played, the first two teams that play, if Connecticut's not playing the first game, it's not going to be watched that much. But then when they start playing, more people start watching that game. So I think it pros and cons on both sides.
I think it's to me, it's more so good for UConn, not for the overall game. It's bad for the game itself because, sort of like what you said, Larry, that if people are only tuning in to see whether or not UConn will win or lose, it's sort of going to be UConn on the field, and they'll just get their updates from either ESPN app or the news or something like that. They won't actually watch the games. If you have more teams that are more competitive throughout the entire season and in the tournaments, then you're going to have more people turning in, and that's where it's going to be better for the game.
I agree with some of what Larry said. And Larry, thanks for the call, and I appreciate it.
I guess. Okay.
Where I think is if you like the women's game, you're going to watch it. Okay?
Fair
if
enough,
you don't
yeah.
like the women's game, you're not going to watch it. Unless UConn is now that team. UConn is now Ric Flair. UConn is now Notre Dame, where you're going to watch because you like UConn, or you're going to watch because you hope UConn's going to lose. You don't watch Notre Dame and hope they lose. Well, I do, but I'm saying most people don't. You know, you don't watch Alabama. You probably do in hopes they lose, but most people don't. You know, you're either watching that team because you like them,
yeah,
or you like the team that's playing against them. With UConn right now, I think that it's, you know, helping the game get more eyes because people are going to tune in to the Final Four. They're going to tune into the first game to see who's going to play UConn. They're going to tune into the UConn game in hopes that UConn loses. I want UConn to win. I like it.
It brings people from the gambling sense because, again, UConn are the field. That's where a lot of the people who may not normally be paying attention to the game.
Isn't it kind of like UConn, a NASCAR race? It's like a train wreck. On the flip side, you're going to watch UConn because you know not only are they going to win, but by how many are they going to win? Can they beat them by 80 this time?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
It is.
It can be that little extra side of it. But once again, thank you, Larry, for the phone call. But let's go ahead and hit this next break. Plenty more to talk about. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You've seen Rugged Maniac on Shark Tank. You've heard us talk about Rugged Maniac last year. And now Rugged Maniac will be returning to the Tampa Bay area on April 23rd. Rugged Maniac is the epic party. And I know, as I ran the Rugged Maniac last year, and we'll be doing it again on April 23rd. With 25 epic obstacles and a 3-mile course that makes this the ultimate event that you'll love and continue to ask for more. You can run individually or as part of a team, and both are a ton of fun. With the lowest prices and the most obstacles, it's easy to see why Rugged Maniac has become America's favorite obstacle race. Don't delay and sign up today. Go to ruggedmaniac.com for more details and easy to follow instructions on signing up.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special events staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has 4 convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also 2 locations in Emily Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, before we talk about WrestleMania this weekend in Dallas, real quick, Robin Zander was scheduled to be on today. Robin Zander and the guys, the group, the band in Chicago. Today they released their, I think it's their 17th album. Got released today. Their first song is already on Billboard's Top 100. Robin was scheduled to be on, some communication problems. I believe we're going to set something up this weekend and then possibly run that for everybody next week with Cheap Trick going into the Hall of Fame next Friday. I still plan on going up to that. All I have to do is book a flight.
That whole deal.
And then I'm going to book the hotel at the airport. It'll be chair 4, aisle 6. Terminal 2. That will be my hotel room. I think they'll let me shower there, too. They have showers there?
You can get little baby wipes. Take them to the bathroom.
I might need
in the sink.
A few of them.
There you
but,
go.
Yep. Would really like to go up there. It's Chicago's going in.
Deployment shower. There
I keep
go.
I keep calling them NWA, but I believe it's NWO. No, it's NWA. I keep calling them NWO. It's NWA, I think. Chicago, Cheap Trick. There's like one or two more going in. Big names, though.
Let's see.
I'll find out next Friday, and then we'll have more access to that. But like I said, Robin Zander scheduled, you know, to be on, or at least the taped interview will go on next week.
All right, Deep Purple, Steve Miller Band.
Steve Miller, that's right.
I actually saw Steve Miller Band.
Saw him, I think it was last year in Vegas at the CES. You know, Monster puts on a huge concert every year. I just think it's kind of ironic that Chicago and Cheap Trick are going at the same time when they tour together. You know, I mean, it's just freak of nature. You know, it just happened, you know, when it happened. But I know you're not interested in WrestleMania.
I'm doing my research now.
Okay. So I'm going to let you choose.
No,
WrestleMania, and I have some opinions and storylines to talk about, or our next caller. Okay, next caller. Rib, what's up?
What's up, Brandy and Wags? I agree with you guys. University of Connecticut Huskies women's to win the NCAA tournament, and the Tampa Bay Lightning not to go too far in the playoffs.
You know, Rib,
Rib,
hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
I really thought that you were going to be your normal self, go out on the limb, because you never, you know, pick Mr. Obvious. So I figured you would go out on the limb and say UConn's not going to win.
No, I'm a big UConn fan there, Annie.
Well, it's not that you're a UConn fan. It's just you're the one that's always – we can always count on you to be out there, to be out off of the bridge, not pick
right.
Mr. Obvious because, yeah. I don't think there's a human being alive that's picking against UConn.
And go Tampa Bay Rowdies there, Randy.
Big Rowdy fan?
On the Rowdies bandwagon all season long.
Are you going to be there in the stands? What are they called? What are the fans called?
Probably listen to the games
Ralph's
if they have them on the radio.
Are you part of Ralph's Mob?
Ralph's Mob? Who's Ralph?
If you're going to be a Rowdies fan, Rib, you got to know who Ralph's
okay.
Mob
Wags,
is.
Okay. Wags, you got any great giveaways for me today, Rib? Randy? You know,
I think I'm fresh out. I don't have anything.
Thanks for the call, Rib. Let me check the ice chest out during the next break, all right? And I'll let you know.
I will say that you will be able to watch the Rowdies and all the other teams in the North American Soccer League on CBS Sports because they signed a deal for a national television partnership for this year. So that's actually a pretty big thing, not just for the Rowdies, but for everybody.
All right, and this little story is for Rib because I know he's a big wrestling fan. I like watching a little bit of this stuff.
I watched the 10 Diva tag team match.
Because of the storylines. And if you can make a storyline interesting, okay? And here's the storyline and the reason that I will watch WrestleMania. It's opening day of the Rays, but I believe it's a kickoff just to be a smarty. It's a 4:10 kickoff, so I can be home in time to watch it. So Vince McMahon's son, who has been gone for 42 years.
Shane
McMack.
Okay. McMack?
McMack.
McMack, Patty Wagon, Doug Bone.
One of my favorite things of all time was Shawn Michaels walks down the thing, and he's talking to Vince McMahon, and he goes, McMannequin? It was just so funny. So here's the storyline that makes the whole WrestleMania worth watching. If Shane McMahon wins, if the script allows Shane McMahon to win, who has been gone for 7 years, he will have quote unquote control and he will run Monday Night Raw. Okay?
And was that the last stipulation?
No, there's more.
Okay. Well, I was just setting that up for you. And
he is going up against The Undertaker.
He's been around for a while.
He's been around. He was undefeated. The script allowed him to be undefeated until 2 years ago when Brock Lesnar won. Here's the whole thing that makes that particular storyline. The Undertaker has been beat up. The Undertaker has been the biggest company man in the history of the WWE/WWF. Anything they've ever needed, The Undertaker, who used to be known as Mean Mark in the WCW, so in the back of fans' minds, in my mind, is he too old? Is he too beat up? Is he too banged up to really go through of this? So it really would be a good way for the Undertaker to ride off into the sunset if he loses. Okay. He's been the right-hand go-to guy of Vinnie Mac-Mac-Mac-Mac-Mannequin. Okay. Well, now he's showing some, like, I'm not anybody's this. I'm not any. So I'm really intrigued on how the storyline is going to play out. What else? Since you obviously have something else there that you want to chime in at.
Well, there's Triple H versus Roman Reigns.
Oh, I don't care about the rest of the matches.
The rest of the
card?
Yeah. Oh.
No, I don't care about...
Yeah, that's a big deal. Undertaker has been around since the beginning of time. Huh. And for this to be potentially his last WrestleMania, to me, as the quintessential, I have no idea what I'm talking about. That seems like a big deal.
But
to
like
me.
I'm saying, if it could have been anybody, if you would have put Brock Lesnar in there, if you would have put in Triple H in there.
He's in the fight before.
I don't think it's as big of a deal as a guy that has been the go-to guy, the guy who was never lost until 2 years ago, the guy who is beat up. You know, so normally you're going to say, and I know it's all scripted, it's entertainment, but I'm saying where it adds to the entertainment is that because of all those other things going on with The Undertaker, he could lose this thing. Realistically, you know, and all BS and all chairs and all that stuff aside, this could be his final swan song.
Now, this is a Hell in a Cell match. What exactly does that mean?
Just means it's in a cage. Uh-huh. You know, he's the dead man, so it's Hell in the Cell.
But there's no like extra
fire and barbed wire,
anything like that.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh man. And if you want to see, and I think this was a Hell in the Cell, and I know you're not a big wrestling guy, but Cactus Jack, also known as 16 other names. Mick Foley, I believe it was Hell in the Cell, and was thrown. They were on top of it.
Thrown off of it?
Threw it. The thing broke. And
oh,
so he picked him up and slammed him on the cage, and the cage broke. And the netting in the cage, the cage net, like, dangled down, and he fell all the way to the ground.
Ugh.
Yeah. But that's why I'm intrigued by it, just because he could go away. He might not. Normally, you'd say there's no way that Shane McMahon's going to, that anybody's, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, it depends on the story writers and all that stuff. But it's about time, and I will watch it, at least that one match. Do I care about the Triple H and Roman Reigns, who is The Rock's cousin?
No disqualification match for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Who cares? Dean Ambrose
versus Brock Lesnar.
Eh.
No holds barred street fight.
That means he gets to wear his MMA gloves. Yep.
Charlotte with Ric Flair in a triple threat match against Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks for the Divas Championship.
You don't find it funny? You don't find it funny that her name's Charlotte? See, you're not a wrestling fan, or you would know Ric Flair's from Charlotte.
Is that where she is? Wait, is that his daughter?
Yes.
So is that where she was conceived?
I don't know.
Some people do that. Anyway.
So you would be called Kentucky?
Well, no. I was not.
Auburn?
No, I was actually, my parents were in France at the time.
That explains a lot of things.
I was in Paris. So I'd be Paris.
Okay.
Which is weird because I lived in Paris, Kentucky until the age of 12.
See?
Weird. Weird. Chris Jericho? No? Is he not a big deal anymore? I don't know.
He's mediocre. Tampa guy.
Yeah.
Y2J. Concert goer. Does a show or did a show on Radio IO.
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yeah, how exciting is that?
20-man Battle Royal.
Big deal. It's okay. All good. Can we move on now?
Sure.
All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we will talk about other things that's going on this weekend. We will, during the break, let's come up with a giveaway. We'll do that, possibly, when we return.
Talk Radio Network. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Looking for an exciting adventure? Look no further than Mission Sun and Fun. The biggest air show in the South is back and better than ever. Your mission takes flight April 5th through the 10th, so make plans today to join us for the action. Come see aerial acrobatics and high-powered performers, including the world-famous Breitling Jet Team. Walk among historic warbirds on our open flight line and experience everything from vintage aircraft to today's modern military fighters. All week long, you can experience daily air shows, a kids zone, and sample great food. Plus, don't forget to take advantage of the Florida Resident Weekend Special, Saturday, April 9th and Sunday, April 10th. Experience three shows for the price of one. See the Breitling Jet Team perform at 3 p.m. Stay for the night air show complete with acrobatic flyers, pyrotechnics, and a fireworks display, and then come back Sunday for an additional show. So make plans now to bring the whole family and experience Mission Sun and Fun. For ticket information and showtimes, visit us at sunandfun.org. It's the 2016 Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo, April 5th through the 10th in Lakeland.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Cheap Trick Day in Illinois. And after today, Robin Zander boards a plane tonight, the release of their brand new album today. He'll be back in town. As he is a Tampa Bay resident, he'll be out at the Safety Harbor Songfest, which is Saturday and Sunday. Love and Theft will be there, I believe, on Sunday, who will be at our charity event in Nashville on the 12th. So I'm looking forward to going out and seeing them this weekend and then seeing them in Nashville. But Robin hits the stage, I think they said, 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Gotcha.
And we will have a pair of tickets to give away. We'll do it through Twitter, through Facebook, all that. I want to go pick them up first. And then you can get out there and headlining. Longtime Safety Harbor resident will co-headline. It's the third annual. A lot of people are out there, too.
How did you meet Robin in the first place?
Funny story. At least I think it's funny. And it just goes to show, you know. So I'm at the Mike Allstott Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Okay.
And we're at the, I think it was even the after party of it, you know, or the award. It might have been the day before. I don't remember. And Pam Zander came over to Ronnie Boone, who used to run our website, and he was our photographer and whatever, and said, hey, by any chance, do you know that football player? Because he was Robin's favorite player or one of Robin's favorite players or whatever. So then Ronnie Boone walks over to me and says, you know, hey, Pam Zander wanted to know, blah, blah, blah. And I went and introduced Michael Pittman to Robin Zander.
Gotcha.
Okay. And that's how it kind of started.
Blossomed from there.
And he's such a good dude. And from Robin Zander, and I don't know if I've ever told this story, and I know nobody really cares, but I was playing as a celebrity in Robin Zander's golf tournament for the Chichi Rodriguez Foundation. And they're like, hey, you need to go in the back and sign the tee signs. And I'm like, no, I don't. No, no, you do. You're playing as – you're a celebrity. I'm the furthest thing from a celebrity. You're playing as a celebrity. You need to go sign the signs. So I'm signing these signs, feeling like an idiot. And I turn to my left, and it's the lead singer and the entire REO Speedwagon.
Oh.
Which happened to be one of my favorite bands.
Okay.
And it's just, I'm like, I'm an idiot. So, just some moron signing these signs, you know, next to, you know, Kevin and all the REO Speedwagon guys.
That's
and I'm like,
pretty cool.
All because of Robin Zander, who now... What he's, do you call him a Hall of Famer now, or do we really have to wait until Friday?
He has to be inducted first.
So he's a Hall of Fame. So because of my friend, the Hall of Fame inductee.
He hasn't been inducted yet.
Yeah, you're right. So it wouldn't be. All right.
Nominee.
So, okay. And again, Robin Zander's not necessarily going in the Hall of Fame. Cheap Trick is going in the Hall of Fame. But, and this is the whole thing. If you're going to be a rock star, be the singer, because the singer can leave. Everybody else pretty much can't. There's a few people that play guitar, you know, that could probably go and do some other stuff. But, you know, case in point, Cheap Trick's not going to be there tomorrow at the Safety Harbor, you know, Songfest. Robin Zander is.
Gotcha.
And I think he either was going to do an album, did an album, had a band, something like that called Countryside. I think it might even have been called Countryside Boulevard, because he lives up that way. Obviously, he's not going to put his street name, you know. But Countryside Boulevard is like not far or basic area or whatever. So that's how I met the soon-to-be lead. Well, he's not the soon-to-be lead singer. The soon-to-be Hall of Famer, who is the lead singer of the soon-to-be Hall of Fame band, Cheap Trick.
I think you covered your bases.
They have been called America's Beatles.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that when I did my 16 seconds of research.
That's pretty impressive.
Tonight, and you know, let's throw them a bone or a football. The war on I-4 is tonight, which used to be the biggest thing in the Tampa Bay area.
I did not know
that. The Orlando Predators, the Tampa Bay Storm.
Here or there?
It's here.
Is that first game of the season?
Yep.
And then they'll play again towards the end,
back
in second half in Orlando.
I'm sure up there. Yeah. And then you have opening day, so you got all excited and all
there's
giddy.
A lot of stuff.
You
going
all giddy
on.
About opening day on Sunday?
Honestly, I'm more looking forward to Festivals of Speed. Not gonna lie. Seriously.
Sunday.
That is also Sunday. Yeah, that is 10 to 4. So I mean, people can go to Festivals of Speed first, and then go to opening day because that starts 5 minutes after. Festivals of Speed ends.
So you get a couple hours in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get a couple hours in, then head over and wonder who's going to throw out the first pitch. Wonder if Robin Zander's available.
I wonder, would it be, who would have been the deciding vote or in the St. Pete City Council that's allowing the team now to.
Yeah, a little political move, you think, huh?
It's possible.
Interesting.
Just going out on a limb.
The little political move. All right, do the Rays win on Sunday against the Blue Jays?
No.
I'm going to say no, too.
Yeah.
You know why I'm saying no? Because then they will. If I say yes, then they'll lose.
There you go.
So I'm going to say no. And that's
hedging your bet.
Exactly.
There you go.
Undertaker, Shane McMahon.
Ooh.
Who wins?
I will have to go with the I'll go with Shane.
I'm going with Shane too. I think it's going to be the Hulk Hogan laydown thing where he's going to come out, they're not even going to wrestle, and he's just going to lay down and get pinned, which has happened before.
That's not very exciting though.
Who cares?
It's in the middle of
the excitement is the build up. It's all building up. The Hall of Fame goes into one of my favorite wrestlers, the Freebirds go in to the Hall of Fame. So a
if
lot
I'm
cool
going
stuff.
Out on a loss, I want it to be actually fighting. But
you'll remember this for the rest of your life if it was one of those laydowns. All right, everybody, have a fantastic weekend. Robin Zander will be on one way or another next week. This is Talking Sports. Hit me up at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.